Right now it is time for Dr. Judy Wortman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also author of Simon Loses His Tummy But Knows What a Digit Is. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. And Sheila Marshall, motivation for what I wrote about, which is, in a sense, you know, sitting your way to weight gain or working toward weight gain, was motivated by it's just a very pleasant experience I had when I went off to have my eyes examined, as I do once a year. And, you know, and was greeted by this lovely woman sitting in a cubicle that was in a row of cubicles in my gigantic ophthalmologist practice office. There must be 200 doctors in that office, in that office complex. And, you know, she was processing my papers and, you know, told me where to sign when I came in. And I went, when I left, I went back to her also to make appointment for next year. And as I was waiting for her to, you know, print out whatever she had to do and, you know, to give me my appointment card, I looked around and I realized that that she and everyone else near her spends the entire day, except probably, you know, obviously a bathroom break and going off to lunch, sitting in this cubicle, not moving. And I thought to myself, how do these people manage not to gain weight? How do these people manage to keep their lower limbs, you know, mobile and intact and functioning? And I thought, thank goodness, and I really, you know, one of those things where you count your own blessings, that I have the kind of up job and always have where I can move around and I don't have to stay rooted, really almost chained to one place in order to do my work. And I went back and started doing some research on this, and what really surprised me, but I guess it shouldn't have, is that an enormous number of enormous percentage of Americans now spend most of their time in sedentary occupations as opposed to, oh, let's say, 50 years ago, when many more people, work involved having to do something physical. I mean, the obvious answer is something like construction, or if you're a policeman on a beat, or a fireman, or if you, you know, are a school teacher and wandering around, you know, obviously have to race around the classroom after your charges. But more and more of our jobs don't require really any physical activity at all. And the sad thing is that until, you know, these jobs are replaced, let's hope not too soon, but by robots, you know, who can do the processing of my appointment, for example, there really isn't any opportunity for people in these jobs to get up and move around. And this article that I came across estimated that every single day we're sort of burning up, let's say, 100 calories less than we would 50 years ago when we were, let's say, working at the same job but with fewer labor-saving devices. For example, if this woman had to type rather than to use her computer to get my forms, or she actually had to get up and walk to a copy machine that was in the other side of the hall rather than reaching under her desk where the printer was and taking out a piece of paper, she might have burned up some calories. And I think that it's a sort of an under-noticed but very obvious and potent reason why, again, we're constantly fighting the specter of weight gain, that we simply don't have any opportunities, many of us, to move in our jobs. And I'm sure you and Marshall must have the same thing because you're sitting in front of your council of you know, various pieces of equipment.
Well, I stand.
I sit.
And Marshall, I realized, you know, that there's very little he does without a screen. Just because first there's the TV station, then he's got all of his consoles, then he drives, and it's really interesting. But what worries me more than Marshall, because he's at least getting up now, is people, this prevalence of screens is just not, you're losing the reason. If you don't have an animal that you have to walk or care for,
that's right,
or lug stuff around for, you don't really have an incentive to move your body. And I just find it as I get older, really annoying that no one is saying, yo, get up. Now, kids who do sports, that's different. But it baffles me. And that's the other thing about the the colon cancer screening, the ages being lowered because so many kids essentially are coming up with it, and that's like, yeah. Wow, parents, where were you teaching basic nutrition like rules?
They weren't at all.
No,
of
they weren't.
They're not.
But
no.
these particularly uneducated, you know, like people who weren't given the information don't now have it to pass it along.
No, absolutely. So like it absolutely stopped. I mean, but think about Jill, that. There was an article in one of the newspapers I read maybe yesterday saying that parents, you know, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, maybe it was Sunday, saying that parents are really almost not allowed to allow their children to walk to school by themselves or to play outside by themselves, that now they have to give children a little card that says, I am allowed to play by myself or cross the street. My parents have taught me how to do it, and they don't need me to cross the street, you know, when they're 12 years old. And so children are being driven to school or by a school bus. They don't walk. They don't go outside to play because it's considered too dangerous. And so even from a very early age, the normal activities that we'd be engaging in are closed off to them. And again, if you get a job, and I was thinking about, again, this doctor's office, it's gigantic. And if at least that poor woman sitting in her cubicle could trade off for maybe 10 minutes every hour to get up and walk a patient, because some of them don't see very well, to the cubicle, you know, 3 miles away where their doctor is waiting, at least that person would have a chance to get some exercise.
That's exactly right. But no, it's not designed to do that anymore. And that seems like that's fixable.
Well, absolutely, but nobody thinks about it. And somebody hired you for a job and said, you're going to be sitting here for 7 hours, 7.5 hours every single day, Monday through Friday.
Do you know, my first receptionist job, they basically said, now I had to walk because things weren't that close, but they, you know, within the office. But my first job, they said, and you just make sure you go to lunch because you got to go out and walk around. What were you going to say, Marshall?
Oh, you see, that was different.
Yeah.
Whereas now you sit there because there's going to be a phone call or a person. If you know, there's a stack of people waiting for you to process their medical forms. Nobody wants you to disappear to go off to the bathroom or just take a walk around, you know, the office complex. That's the issue.
Right.
And so sure they are developing things like cancer. You know, because cancer is certainly related to lack of exercise. Certain kinds of cancer, lack of exercise. And people have to see that there are obvious ways of fixing it without, you know, having broad educational programs. Just every office should look at it and say, how can I get my workers to move a little more so they'll be healthy and even diminish your medical costs?
Yep.
But nobody's really starting to do this.
Well, we'll have to work on it. Thank you very much, yeah. Dr.
Okay.
Judy Wortman.
Have a walking day. Bye-bye.
Food for Mood.
Of course, Judy Wortman joins us every Thursday, and you can hear her online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Judy Wortman.